All right, nice to have everyone back here. Let's welcome Orlando Cepeda.
Yeah.
Number 30. We have a beautiful statue out here and a very special night tonight. The first telecast in Spanish of a baseball game in San Francisco. Orlando, you were a part of this. What do you think about this?
Amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah, let's get you turned on there.
Beautiful.
Oh, I'm sorry. There you go. No, you're on.
Yeah. I'm so proud.
Yeah.
It's an honor.
We got to have you talk right into that mic there.
Let
go
me
ahead.
Give you mine here.
All right. Pat, there.
Okay now?
No, still not loud enough.
All right. We're gonna get you to yell.
Se oye bien.
All right. We're going to make believe Koufax is on the mound and he just knocked you down. What are you going to say?
Wow.
All right. All right. Very good. All right. But first Spanish broadcast in all the years of Giants baseball. First telecast. In Spanish. We've got technical things. We're working out. We're working them out. It's like you got to get the right glove and the right ballpark.
That's a Puerto Rican mic.
All right. All right. I'm going to get you closer to that mic, as close as you can.
It's a Puerto Rican mic.
All right. Very good. All right. All right. Let me ask you again. The first telecast, Spanish on Spanish TV of baseball in San Francisco, what do you think about it?
Amazing. Amazing. You know, it's amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Well, you know, it's fun for the people to understand that, you know, we see the statue, as I said the other night, and we see the number up there. But to know who you are coming to the United States from Puerto Rico, this was not easy. How did you even get signed by the Giants? How'd they even find you?
By mistake. You know, they went to Puerto Rico and looked for somebody else, and they saw me play, and in another 4 weeks, I was playing ball in the state.
How old were you?
Just turning 17.
17 years old and just came to the States. Wow. So you end up, what was your first city that you played in?
I went to spring training in Sanford, Florida. Sanford. And then I went to Salem, Virginia. Charles. Very tough. And then I went to Kokomo, Indiana, my first year.
Kokomo, Indiana. And I know you are just a young man. And how was your English in those days?
Nothing. I just eat chili con carne, like I say, apple pie a la mo, for 2 months. Okay. Every day.
But you hit very well at Kokomo. And Kokomo, Missouri, Indiana, correct? Am I right?
Indiana.
So you did well at Kokomo.
Yes, I did well, yeah.
And then the Giants, see now, even at that point, the Giants had let you go. And yeah, you had to get back to the Giants.
They released me. Then I have to pay $400 for them to get me back.
You end up in Minneapolis. And, Pat, you know, in Minneapolis, Tommy Lasorda is there in Minneapolis. You end up seeing Tommy Lasorda in Minneapolis. He plays for St. Paul. The great Tommy Lasorda. What did he do?
Well, you know, he threw me a knuckleball. I hit a home run of him. Next time I came to the plate, he hit him in the head.
Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right, 1958. And, again, we look at the influence of Latin players in the United States. With the San Francisco Giants, you are the hero when you get here. Did you know you were going to be a San Francisco Giant, that you were going to make this ball club?
I didn't know that because I came to spring training as a tryout. You know, I came here in 58, spring training, to see what I can do because they have Bill White. Bill was the manager. Then Bill White went to the Army for 3 weeks.
Right.
And they have to play me. I did well, and they tried Bill White.
How did you find out that you were going to be a starter? And this is now April 15th, 1958. You're on the team. Is Felipe on the team as well?
Felipe was there. You know, let me tell you this. Horace Dunham, he signed so many Latinos, right? Ruben Gomez played for them in 53 and 54. Right. Ramon Monzan, remember him?
The Venezuela.
Pitcher, Venezuela. And then I came in 58 with Felipe. Then in 59, Pagan came to the Giants.
Jose Pagan.
So many Latinos, a great ball player.
Now, but at 58, you are a first baseman, and you get to start the first game in San Francisco. How do you even find out that you're in the lineup?
Well, about the game's supposed to start at 1:15. And I didn't sign the contract. that day. So I told Ruben Gomez, Ruben, I haven't signed anything. So finally, they called Chuck Finney. He came down to the clubhouse and they forgot.
And there's the Dodgers. What, Don Drysdale the first game?
Yeah, Don Drysdale, yeah. He knocked me down the first pitch.
Did he? Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he knocked me down the pitch. I get up. Then I hit into double play.
Okay. And you guys knock him out.
Right.
And then Don Besson comes in, a relief pitcher, right. I remember.
Don Besson, he threw me a changeup, 3-1, hit a home run.
Wow.
That day, you know, Carl Erskine, remember?
Curveball, sure, number 17.
He threw a no-hitter in 57 for the Brooklyn Dodger. And, you know, his name got to me. So when I faced him that day, I couldn't believe it. I faced him that day. That was an amazing day.
Well, and play, you know, I always ask, JT Snow was on, I say, when players would come to first base, now you're just a kid, what would happen when they would get to first base?
Wow, blew my mind. I remember Bill Reese came to first base, said, hi, Orlando, good luck to you. I said, oh, my goodness. Then Duke Snyder came to first base, said, hi, Orlando, good luck to you. Carl Furillo came to first base. And, wow, what a day. I never forget that day.
Wow.
Mary, I never forget that day.
The Hall of Famer Orlando Cepeda is with us, the Baby Bull. You love San Francisco, though. You lived in San Francisco. You lived out in the avenues. You moved in maybe towards the Mission. Am I correct?
First, I came to Daly City.
Daly City, okay.
And then I moved to the Avenue. Yeah.
Now, who was your roommate?
Felipe Alou.
And was McCovey with you at some point, too, at some point?
Yeah, we roomed in spring training, yeah.
And you saw McCovey early in his career when he first came in, when
yes,
you guys were kids.
When I came here from Puerto Rico in 55, I came in March 1st to Florida, and which I came the same day.
What did he look like?
He was 6'5", 150 pounds. And I remember, you know, in those camps, we played in the same field, I mean, different field. I see that guy, lanky guy, hitting line drive all over the place. I was impressed.
He's a cool cat, wasn't he?
Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
Well, this is a special night for everyone connected with the Spanish broadcast. It's a telecast. The Spanish telecast on Telemundo 48. You'll be on with Pedro Feliz, I think, as well. Who else is going to be on the broadcast with
you? Tito, too.
Tito will be on there?
Are we going to throw the first pitch?
Oh, okay.
Tito going to do that. I can throw.
No? Can Tito throw?
He can throw.
What kind of a player was Tito?
You know, very good ball player. Tito learned how to switch it in the big league.
Really?
And that's amazing. He learned how to switch it in the big league.
Talking about Tito Fuentes. What about as a second baseman? You always say he was colorful. He would do a lot. What would he do?
He was so fast. You know, Tito can play.
Yeah.
Tito was a very good ball player.
Yeah. Now he does the radio with Irwin, and he'll be on the telecast tonight. Now you're part of the telecast as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Have you done play-by-play before? And
No, never have.
How about being an analyst? Say, look, he should have swung at that pitch.
Second guess. You know.
Second guess is fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
There it is. All right. How did you get along with the press?
Good. You know, sometimes you get mad. Sometimes, but good. Yeah.
The press in those days, and just as we wrap it up here, we'll take a quick break. But Bob Stevens. Bob Stevens was here, Wells Twombly, people like that. But Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons. You must have gotten to know Russ and Lon.
Yeah, Lon Simmons and Russ. Yeah, they were very good to me.
They were.
They do, yeah.
When did you feel comfortable as a Spanish speaker, you know, coming to San Francisco and feeling comfortable in the big leagues?
I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
I knew by faith. I remember Bill Daly from New York, remember?
Yeah.
Bill Daly, that was his name.
Arthur Daly from New York. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
He came to my room, interview. I don't know who he was. Dick Young.
Really?
I didn't know who he was.
Tough riders.
Huh?
Tough riders.
Well, they were good to me. Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
Very good. Boy, the times, and here we are, and again, I'm glad you're with us. 2015, we're finally getting a telecast of Spanish language of baseball. So I'm glad to have you. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. All right, we'll take a quick break. Orlando Cepeda with us right here. More coming up on the Sports Leader.
KNBR 680.